welcome everybody to the Allegheny's Ahead podcast. I'm your host, Ethan Imhoff, and today we're going to talk about where babies are born in the Southern Allegheny's region and how that plays into the region's public health and health services that are provided to our residents. So this is an important issue from a couple different angles. And first of all, from the demographic angle, it's no secret that our region's losing population and has so for several decades now. And as a component of that population decline, the number of births in our region lags behind state and national averages. So just for example, in 2016, there were 9.7 births per 1,000 residents in the Southern Allegheny's region. And in Pennsylvania, that number was 11 births per 1,000 residents. And in the United States, that number is 12.3. So you can see that our region there's not as many babies born here as there are in other parts of the state and country. So what my guests here today are trying to do is especially important from that demographic angle, but also from a public health perspective. Our residents deserve to have places yes. and access mm-hmm. to healthcare services.
Absolutely.
And because much of our region is rural, there are a lot of places that are, I guess you could say, underserved from just the perspective of where they have their baby or where they get any health services. Mm-hmm. So the issue of where babies are born came to the fore as a part of the Allegheny's Ahead process in 2017 mm-hmm. as we were going through the plan. The hospital in Bedford closed its obstetrics yes. unit. And so that meant if you wanted to have your baby in Bedford County, you could not do that anymore. You had to go to Altoona or Johnstown yes. or Cumberland. And for some folks, that means a lot of travel time. Yes. And that means, you know, maybe more time than they want to do. So the folks in Bedford decided, hey, we need to do something about this. And there were a lot of conversations that started to be had. And my guests today here have been a big part of that. And so the conversations that started to be had were around developing what's called a birth center in Bedford County mm-hmm. to replace that obstetrics ward that was closed yes. so that people in Bedford County could still have access to those services.
Yes.
So I want to welcome my guests here, Eva Clark
yes.
and Sherry Peeler.
Yeah,
thank you for being here today. Tell us a little bit about your backgrounds and how you got into this issue with the birth center and public health in our region.
Sure. I can go first. I am a certified doula. I'm a labor doula as well as a postpartum doula, also a childbirth educator. So I had been working with women in the area, attending births at the Bedford Hospital. So when that was closed, there was a lot of women that I was working with saying, well, what are we going to do now? Where are we going to go? So once that closed, and my background as a doula and training for that, became aware of birth center facilities and went and visited a few, but really liked what I saw at those facilities and learned that they were safe options and would meet the needs in rural areas. And so I went to a county commissioner that I personally knew and said, hey, what about this idea? I have an idea for a birth center. Do you think that I could pursue this in our county? And he invited me to come to a commissioner's meeting with the public there. And that's where I first offered that information to them. So it quickly grew from there.
Great. Eva?
I myself am a critical care nurse for 26 years, and I went to graduate school and I was researching for another hospital system what the benefits of a freestanding birth center would be, and was researching this on my own and was introduced to Sherry. Someone knew us both and said, hey, you're both doing the same thing. So we partnered up, mm-hmm. and working with the Bedford County Commissioners and the Planning Commission has certainly moved things forward for us. So I'm looking very forward to working with Sherry on this mm-hmm. project.
Mm-hmm. So this being a top priority in Bedford County, yeah. and regionally under the umbrella of public health, mm-hmm. So once the commissioner said, hey, we really want you to do this, what were your first steps? How did you get started?
My first step was, he said, Don Schwartz and one of the commissioners said, you need to surround yourself with people of influence. Well, that was going to be hard for me, because I didn't really know anyone in the county on a business level. So I just started having conversations with people, saying, do you have any idea who might be someone I could go to for this aspect or that? And so once we started connecting, another person said, well, I know a person that's good at this, or I know someone that's was a professor at Penn State who is now doing some independent consulting. I know that person. So it really became a networking thing, where we joined forces with other individuals and other...
And a committee formed
from that.
Yeah.
So we have a good committee that's been meeting and looking at the process of this, what it looks like, what do we need to do next. Mm-hmm. So here we are at our next steps.
So who are some of those people that are on your committee?
Various professionals in the industry. We're working with some that are involved with children and youth in our county, and some of the commissioners and the planning director, the Bedford County planning director, and just starting to network with individuals that they know that we can get the survey out through and that type of thing. So,
yeah, there's a CEO on there, a legal person. Mm-hmm. So it's very varied and has been a wonderful networking.
Yes. Yeah.
So explain to the listeners a little bit about the concept of a birth center. Mm-hmm. I know when I heard about it at first, I didn't know exactly what that meant. I mean, obviously there's going to be babies mm-hmm. that are born here, but there's more to it than that, right? So explain to us a little bit about what you envision the birth mm-hmm. center being.
As far as an overview of it, it's freestanding. That means it's for the Southern Alleghenies region, so it's regional and it's freestanding. That means it's not part of a health system, and that sometimes is a little hard to understand, but it will be independent. It will not be funded by a hospital or supported by a hospital. We will have a collaboration with a healthcare system. That's very, very necessary, because when you have a freestanding birth center, you want safety to be number one. So we want everyone to understand there is rich research out there on birth centers, and very current research focused on birth centers at the American Association of Birth Centers, the AABC. If you go to their website, you can find that current research that it is safe, and there's a long history of freestanding birth centers. And where we'll let Sherry tell us a little more about the art of bringing back a natural birth. It's a very different from a hospital birth. It's an alternative to a hospital birth. And what we want to focus on is that it's a safe, cost-effective, out-of-hospital birth option. So again, it's very, very important for us to collaborate with emergency healthcare workers, with a hospital system, a hospital that has an obstetrics department, and collaborate with them for our clients. Another thing that's very important to understand is we have a medical doctor screen our clients to qualify them to come to the birth center. And if they're high risk or don't qualify for any reason, then they will be connected with a provider that can help them. Also, if a person, all women are welcome. all women. We provide care for young people from childbearing age on beyond menopause. So it's more than just birthing the baby there. And if someone comes to our center and has a need that we can't meet, then we connect them with a provider that can help them. There's not anyone ever that isn't met with opening arms and isn't connected with the right care for their needs.
So, Sherry, did you want to talk a little bit about the services that
Sure.
are provided? And regionally, I think it's important to point out that your target market would be all six counties
Yes.
in the Southern Alleghenies
Yes.
region,
Yes.
and then probably into Maryland as well,
Yes.
I would imagine, being Yeah. close to the Maryland border. And I
Yeah.
did look into the website of the AABC, and these centers are all over the United
They
States.
Are.
There's several in
They
Pennsylvania
are.
And Maryland and Virginia.
That's right.
But there's none in our area.
No.
So,
no.
You know, this is all about providing alternatives and
That's right.
You know, making sure that our residents have access to those services.
Yes.
But yeah, Sherry, talk a little bit about the services you envision being
Sure,
provided there.
Sure, sure. As Eva said, it is a freestanding birth center, so there is not the hospital rules that would normally apply to a woman having a baby. It would be a place where family is welcome. She can have those people around her to support her. Water birth would be an option. Mm-hmm. Laboring and delivering in water would be that option. This is for women who are healthy and who want to experience that natural physiological birth. Mm-hmm. There is no medicines, but they're not left to be in pain. There's many other things that you can do to help a woman cope with labor. And she's free to eat and drink and move about in labor. Just allowing the woman's body to do what it was made to do. Birth is not an illness that needs to be treated. Mm-hmm. A lot of times the hospital policies make it feel like it's an illness that they have to manage throughout, when in reality, women have done this for many, many years. Mm-hmm. And yes, it needs to be in a safe environment. It needs to be monitored. All of that, but there are freedoms within that as well that have proved over the years with evidence-based studies that it is very safe and a very effective way to labor and birth. And so that's kind of what we envision. We envision a beautiful place, a home-like atmosphere, and where women can be surrounded by those that are important to her.
Mm-hmm. So... And the safety part is very important.
Very important.
I know. And I know just from talking to folks and myself, I knew nothing about this until Don in Bedford County had mentioned it to me. Both of my children were born in conventional hospitals.
Yes.
But the issue of safety is inevitably what people
Absolutely.
Bring up. It's like, well, there's not a doctor there. How does
Yes.
that work? And, you know, what if there's an emergency? So, you know, talk through a couple of those initial questions that people have as
okay.
to like, well, who are the medical professionals there and what does happen should there be an emergency?
Midwives are specially trained just for pregnancy, birth, women issues. And therefore, they are very qualified to handle anything that would arise. If it becomes out of their scope, then the facility will be near, as far as where a facility is located, the Pennsylvania Department of Health outlines that it needs to be within so many miles, within 30 miles of a receiving hospital. So a birth center will have all of these backup plans mm-hmm. in place. You will have the medical transportation that's needed to get there. All of that is already fixed or in place ahead of time to handle those issues. And of course, it's nurses. She's a nurse as well. There will be all of the oxygen, everything like that would be needed to handle an emergency will be there at the facility. It's not a facility that would not have any of that in place. Mm-hmm. So all of that will be there and will be ready to go. Everyone has all of their trainings to handle all of those issues. And then a receiving hospital to go along with that as well.
And I think it's important to remember also, or to understand, that this birth center and women's health center will be credentialed. There's an accrediting body, and also the providers, mid-level providers, and even the midwifery model of care. It's a very durable medical model, and they are credentialed as well. Midwife is not... a lay midwife. They're licensed professional midwives, and so are the nurses that will work there, the birth attendants. I think, Sherry, you're a birth attendant, a doula, and you're credentialed. So it is very much a network of providers working together for a better outcome for the mom and the baby. And we will be doing community education, reaching out to the community. That Sherry, you might want to talk about some of the service you yourself would be offering there, with classes that you would provide there. And just to remember, this is a women's health center also. Many women prefer to come to a midwifery-led office or clinic if they don't have to go to an emergency room or to a actual medical doctor, if they're able to come to a midwife. We found studies show that people are very closely... they have relationships. The relationships are a little bit closer knit because you don't have as many physicians in a group. There's maybe one or two or three midwives, and they really learn to know their patients and their families. Mm-hmm. So it's a close-knit community.
Yeah. So there's state laws, there is accrediting regulations.
That's correct.
There's licensed professionals there.
Absolutely.
It's completely safe.
It is.
That's what you know, is kind of like the top of mind thing that people ask. You know, it's like, well, how does this work? So I just wanted to make sure we had a chance to give you guys a chance to address that. Is there anything else kind of from the safety, how this works perspective you guys wanted to throw in?
Again, you know, there's a medical director that will screen the patient, so that's really important to remember. A high risk people will not be seen there, or they might be seen for women's health, but not for birth.
So if somebody had a high risk pregnancy or a medical condition, they would be referred to the local hospital.
Absolutely.
And many people are thinking, okay, now we have a situation. We have an emergency at the birth center. Now what? This isn't safe. But it is safe because we have the midwives already know, usually well before we have a catastrophe, that it's happening. You know, we often say that an emergency doesn't happen quickly. It sort of leads up to it, but it can happen quickly. And what happens then is our standby ambulance service will then come and get that person and take them to the hospital that is nearby. And I believe the law is that you have to be within 30 minutes of an obstetrics department that delivers babies and does C-section. So you would have an OR on standby. Just like anybody in the community or in the hospital themselves that has an emergency, they can very quickly have access to the operating room, because most healthcare systems that we would collaborate with always have a doctor on call. So there's a doctor on call for the birth center, the same as it is for the health system that we collaborate with. And that means within probably 20 minutes. Ideally, you want to be 20 minutes from an OR table with a birth center. So probably I'm predicting that person would have help in 20 minutes. If a baby isn't doing well afterwards, again, these midwives are trained, they're experienced, and they know when the baby also needs to go to the hospital. Mm-hmm. If it's not a thriving baby, or if it's, again, if it would be a high-risk birth, probably that's going to be taking place in the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So moving on to the facility itself, and this is something that's moving from idea to reality, it seems, pretty quickly. Yeah. So where are you in terms of actually having a building constructed, a site located, those kinds of process things, moving towards having the facility built, staffed, and opened. Mm-hmm. Where does that stand right now?
Well, I think the phase we're in right now is prior to that. we look at phases. Dawn Schwartz explained to us that this is a three-phase situation, and we are in phase one. So how long is this going to take to be completed? We just don't know that yet. Mm-hmm. I know Sherry and I would very much like to see this definitely inside that three-year prediction. Mm-hmm. And as far as the cost, you know, that will come with a stellar business plan to know a little bit more about the cost. Mm-hmm. You know, I do expect this to be a $3 million project. Yeah. This is a state-of-the-art birth center. We want to partner and collaborate with the AABC, the American Association of Birth Centers, and it will be a reality. It will be an option for us to bring community access maternal health care, and it is even in legislature at this point. So we're very excited.
So have you looked at any locations? Are there any target spots? What would be the best area? I imagine maybe closer to I-99 or I'm curious about where, or if I'm premature, just let me know. Maybe we're not to that point yet.
Maybe. Yeah.
No pun intended, by the way.
Thank you. We are looking at that. We're doing some, along with this survey, will come, people will put in their their zip code, so we'll know geographically where these women are that are taking the survey. But initially, we've done a little bit of, with the Bedford County office, we've done a little bit of geographical, where is the largest population of women within a 50-mile radius, you know. So we're looking at that. We're taking a look at what those maps have shown.
Okay.
So we're in the process of doing that, actually. Mm-hmm. Are we sure where it will go? No, not at this point yet. We know it will be in Bedford County.
Okay.
We can guarantee that.
So you mentioned the survey, and I know that's one of your next steps. Tell us a little bit about the survey and what you're trying to do with the survey you've developed.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say we have partnered with an independent consultant, and that's a PhD prepared person who is working with us, helping us, because Sherry and I do not have a lot of geographic or population experience, and so we're sending out a survey where everybody can take part of that, and it's a survey that is part of a feasibility study. Is it feasible to have a birth center in the southern Allegheny region? And that will help us determine also where the biggest needs are and be able to provide a need for a population.
So you're looking for data on the people who might use your services or the services of the center.
We are. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we're looking for all women to take this. Mm-hmm. What childbearing age up through 70, 80 years old, you know, you don't stop needing the female services that could come from a birth center like this. Mm-hmm. So we're asking women of all ages to take this survey. There'll be questions in there. If you're not planning to have any more children, then you'll be taken to another part of the survey and skip some questions. But all women to take this in all of the Allegheny region. Okay. So this will be a region-wide survey that we hope will get a lot of responses back for our study. So
you're looking for data that will help refine your ideas as you move forward.
We are.
So how many survey responses are you looking for? Is there a critical
lot.
Number? Or?
I believe that our consultant said something about if you had a 30%, was it less than that? 30% response rate back, that was good. We're hoping for 500, 1,000 or more, many more we're hoping.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
So when you get the data back, I guess, what would be some of the indicators within the data that say, yeah, this can happen here, sure, and be a success.
Sure. Within that, there's questions like, would you utilize a facility like this? Would mm-hmm. you, if you are having future births, would you utilize this? Or for feminine services, what items are important to you, or what things would be important for you to see at a center like this? Cost effectiveness, you know, is insurance, would insurance be an issue? Mm-hmm. Would you like to self-pay? So all of that is built in the survey. It's a little longer survey, mm-hmm. but there's vital information that we need to gather mm-hmm. in order to make sure that we're getting the correct data for this project. Mm-hmm. So there is very specific information that we're looking for.
So how are you getting word out about the survey? How are you going to distribute the survey?
Well, there are several places that you can go to see this link. We're planning on launching that by the end of the month, by the end of February, I mm-hmm. should say. Okay. And so you could go to the Alleghenies Ahead webpage.
Okay.
For the Southern Allegheny region, and also the Bedford County Commissioner's webpage, mm-hmm. and also, very importantly, Facebook. You can go to the Southern Allegheny's Birth, Women's Health and Birth Center, and you can chat with us on there. We'll have information on there as time moves forward. We'll keep people up to date on what and keep you in the know through Facebook.
And that survey will be on that. On that yeah. Facebook page
yes.
as well.
And the link, yeah, the link will be on there. So.
But yeah. we'll also, sorry, Ethan.
No, no.
We'll also have, we're partnering with the Martinsburg Library, and they will have access to the survey in their okay. facility. And we're trying to network with some other mm-hmm. Places like that where people who may not have a computer could go in and take the survey on a public computer as well. So okay. we're hoping to get that set up.
A free service at the Martinsburg Library is a free service for yeah. anyone in the area. I know there's quite a few people in the area in the Cove that don't have computers or maybe a smartphone. You can take this survey on a smartphone,
on an
okay. iPad, a yeah. tablet, a computer. So reach out to us if you want to take this survey. It will help us, and we will help you take it.
Share.
Okay.
And share.
And we'll share it on our Facebook
share
page as
Facebook.
Well. So, yeah,
share.
We'll get it
yes.
out there.
Yep.
So what, in terms of the number of births that mm-hmm. happen or clients you have, you know, what would be a good number for a birth center in terms of the numbers of babies that are born or clients that mm-hmm. go to the center?
Well, we know that Bedford County, before they closed that last year, they had 330 births
okay.
Or somewhere around there. And we know we're not going to get all 330 or around that. But slowly over time, as the center proves to be effective and efficient and safe, we hope that number would grow. If we had 100, you know, the first year, that would be amazing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we hope that it would grow to at least that number mm-hmm. per year.
Okay. Yeah. So your financial model doesn't require you to make a profit, right? You just be
We're
looking to essentially
correct,
break even. So
correct.
That's...
It'll be a nonprofit format. So business. So
okay.
yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Great.
Yep.
I have that the closest nearby birth center is in Winchester, Virginia. So if this is something you'd want
yes.
to check out now, you'd have to go down to Virginia
you would.
To see this.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
A model like we're talking about, that would be the closest.
And do you collaborate with, have you worked with
you
any
know,
of the
we've
nearby
been,
centers?
Our group has been invited to go down there to show. I've been to several around. I know Eva's been to several, some in Pennsylvania, some not in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. So our group of people have been invited to go to Winchester at some point to take a tour. Mm-hmm. And I think it would be good for our group. We had planned to last this past summer, mm-hmm. and just wasn't able to do it. So, mm-hmm. yeah. Yep.
We also have had the opportunity to go to Albuquerque, New Mexico to a workshop, a two-day workshop that was very intense on how to start a birth center. Mm-hmm. And there we toured some very successful entities. They were very successful. I went to Tower Health, health system in Reading, Pennsylvania. It's the Reading Birth Center, I believe it's called. And we were really wowed by that model of care. So we have seen what works and what doesn't work. Sherry and I sort of know what we want and what would serve the people best.
Well, what works best? What is it from those models, I guess, the nationwide models in Albuquerque or in other places that you say, that's what I want in my birth center?
Family-oriented. Family can come in to be with the mom having the baby. You know, family can come in. It's family-oriented. It's a beautiful garden to walk in, to labor. Privacy, it's so important. And also, at the very, very top is always safety. We looked at their safety networks, and we know what we'll have to do to keep our clients safe. So it was safety, family, atmosphere.
Yep. And an issue with some of them was some of the birth centers were connected to hospitals. And when it's connected to a hospital, you're still under their hospital guidelines. And so some of those freedoms were not there that would be if you were at a freestanding birth center. And so that was very important as well. I really wanted and heard from the women that I were helping or that I was helping. They just wanted to be able to labor and birth in a safe environment without all of the other things and the pressures. You know, a lot of times women don't even know the person that's going to be delivering their baby. When you get to the hospital, whoever's on call is going to be it. And so a lot of times they haven't even met that person, especially the women in Bedford County. You're seeing OB people, physicians, but they don't even transfer to the Altoona Hospital. And so it's really hard to have a relationship. And when a woman is in labor, you know, the greatest thing is to relax. Well, you can't relax because you don't know anyone there. It's that rapport that you build with a midwife and her team that cares for them before they've been pregnant, through pregnancy, and up through through the menopausal needs. So it's it's a whole different.
That's a huge benefit. I know when my own kids were born, they were both delivered, not by the doctors that my wife and I saw during the lead up to the birth.
That's it.
You know, which both of those doctors did a great job, but there is that kind of unfamiliarity, and you're like, well, wait, I don't know this person. And you know, it's not really a great time to get to know somebody.
No, no, so, it's not.
We know one of the main benefits of the independence of the birth center is that you have the relationship with your healthcare provider from start to finish. What are some of the other benefits of that independence?
I think education. Birth centers can really focus on educating the people in their communities, whether that's on nutrition or childbirth or raising their children, or a birth center is a wealth of information. They need help with breastfeeding or whatever it may be. That's a central source. And when you empower the women with education, then you empower the entire family, and you can change the entire family. And so to us, that's a huge part of what a center like this could do.
And reaching the community, preventative care, and that rides right on the back of education. Reaching out for preventative care is so important, because we have research showing us that we still lag behind in statistics with mortality of infant mortality.
Infant and maternal.
And maternal, yes. Yeah. And so we really feel that we can make a difference by reaching out to people in the community and prepare them for birth, and even before pregnancy, their bodies, prepare their families, and connect them with the right support that they need if it's beyond what we can offer. So just all-encompassing for women and a newborn.
Yeah. Great.
Was there anything else you guys would like to add before we wrap up here? It sounds like you're doing great work, and this is a really exciting project to make sure that we have more people here in the region.
We're really excited about it. And just take the survey. Women, take the survey.
We'll get that out there and keep an eye out for the survey. And,
wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I do believe this whole project, as exciting as it is, it always also aligns with the higher up. It aligns with the Institute of Health Improvement's triple aim of improving the health care of a population, improving the patient experience, the patient care experience, and also decreasing health care costs per capita. So that's really important to us as we serve a population of the Southern Allegheny region.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well said. Yeah. Well said.
Our area of Bedford County isn't the only one. This is happening across the nation. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so more and more of centers like this will be popping up more and more.
Great.
So,
great.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, Sherry and Eva, thank you very much for joining
you.
Us. It was great talking to you. It's a fascinating topic.
Thank you.
And I wish you luck as things move along. And hopefully in a couple
Perfect.
Years here, we'll have the birth center in Bedford County.
Sounds great.
So thank you.
Thank you.
Well, stay tuned next time for the Alleghenies Ahead podcast. We'll be talking about the Pennsylvania Trail of the Year that's right here in the Alleghenies region in Cambria County. So stay tuned for that. Thanks for listening, everyone.